This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, March 6th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Foundation for Moral Law, an Alabama nonprofit dedicated to the defense of religious liberty and a strict interpretation of the Constitution, filed an amicus brief with the U.S. Supreme Court last Monday supporting President Trump's travel ban. The Worldview spoke with John Eidsmo, their senior counsel.
We're glad the Supreme Court has agreed to hear the Trump travel ban because we believe this ban, Proclamation 9645, is constitutional within the president's authority. And it is not establishment of religion. It is not aimed at Muslims. In fact, 86% of the world's Muslims are not affected by this at all. 36 majority Muslim nations are not affected by the ban. It is aimed specifically at nations that, number one, harbor terrorism, and number two, do not adequately vet their population so that we can be assured that immigrants from that nation are not terrorists.
A Christian-owned bridal shop in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, is tired of the death threats. After 3 years of public controversy over their refusal to sell wedding dresses to homosexual couples, the WW Bridal Shop announced on Facebook that they are shutting down. The company has also released the hate emails and voice messages they have received to inform the public of the, quote, bullying we have gone through, end quote. Psalm 37, 12, 13, and 15 says, "The wicked plots against the just and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken." Washington State is about to legalize commercial surrogacy if Democratic Governor Jay Inslee decides to sign the bill. The Uniform Parentage Act passed the state house by a vote of 50-47 and would legalize the renting of wombs by homosexual men who want to purchase a baby for themselves. The Academy Awards ceremonies on Sunday provided the Best Film and Best Director Oscars to The Shape of Water, a movie that depicted interspecies sexuality. It was another milestone in the moral degradation of Hollywood. Concerning these abominable practices, God warned Israel in Leviticus 18, "You shall keep my statutes and my rules and do none of these abominations, either the native or the stranger who sojourns among you. For the people of the land who were before you did all of these abominations, so that the land became unclean, lest the land vomit you out when you make it unclean, as it vomited out the nation that was before you." The Vatican is embroiled in another controversy related to homosexuality. A total of 40 Roman Catholic priests and seminarians are implicated in a 1,200-page report recently submitted to the Vatican by Cardinal Crescenzio Seppe, as reported by the Associated Press. This is the second scandal coming out of the Vatican in the last 2 weeks. Americans are not adopting internationally the way they used to. International adoptions have dropped off by 80% over the last year, and new regulations issued by the State Department are going to make it harder than ever. As of February 1st, fees for the adoptive families and for the adoption agencies increased substantially. Although the increased monitoring is based on accusations of abuse, the Christian Science Monitor found that severe abuse of the adoption of Russian children in America, for example, was 0.03%, compared to an abuse rate of Russians adopting Russian children at 0.72%. And finally, some good news. Moody Bible Institute is concerned with shoring up what their interim president, Greg Thornton, calls, quote-unquote, theological drift. Blogger Julie Royes reports that Moody will require its faculty to sign an affirmation of the Chicago Statement on Biblical Inerrancy, beginning with the 2018-2019 academic year. The Chicago Statement holds that, quote, Scripture is without error or fault in all its teaching, no less in what it states about God's acts and creation, about the events of world history, end quote. Amen. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, March 6th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.